We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Nun Tes Siv Beis Hanosnim Avanim Ulevenim Sivu HaKadera, one who puts rocks or bricks around the pot, Tzarech Sheyachdim L'Kach Li'Olam, you have to be miyached it forever, that it will be used for this purpose. Sharei Kol Zman Shelo Yichadan Ein Chashuvin Lo Umashlicham, because as long as you are not miyached it for this purpose, then rocks and bricks are not chashuv, as you will just throw them away after they are used, and therefore they remain muksa. Hilkach Aser L'Tatalim Moshe Yatznim U'miyachdan L'Kach. Therefore, you cannot be metaltel the bricks or the rocks on Shabbos as they are muksa, unless you are miyached them la'olam to say that they are for this mutter purpose. And now that they have a usage, they will no longer be muksa forever. Sif Gimel, Hatomim Bekupa Malaya Gizei Tzemer Sha'aser Latatel. If you are matman with a can or a barrel full of Gizei Tzemer, which you cannot move because the Gizei Tzemer is muksa, v'hotzi hakadera, and you take the pot out of that large vessel of Gizei Tzemer, Kolzman Shel Niskakala Haguma Yachol Achzira, as long as the Gizei Tzemer has not fallen back into the hole which the pot was in, you can return the pot into the Gizei Tzemer. If Niskakala Lo Yachzirana, but if the Gizei Tzemer fell into that hole, then you cannot put the pot back in, because we are afraid you are going to be metaltel the Gizei Tzemer, which are muksa. V'afil l'chatchila Yachol Lo Tzi Adas L'Achzirem Lo Tiskakel, and you can take out the pot, having in mind that you are going to return it if the Gizei Tzemer does not fall. And well, I'm not afraid that you are going to return it even if the Gizei Tzemer does fall in, which we said would be Aser because of Tolta Muksa. Some say, even if you did the Hatmana with something which is Mutter to move, if it falls into the hole and therefore there is no space for the pot to go in, you should not return the pot. Because now you're going to force the pot's way in to that material, and it is like you are doing Hatmana on Shabbos. Sif Dalid, Taman Bedavar She'eno Nital, V'kisa Pia Bedavar HaNital. If you perform Hatmana in something which you are not allowed to touch, move because of Muksa, and you cover it with something that you are allowed to move, Megala HaKiso Iva Oches B'Kadeir Motzia. You are allowed to take off the cover and hold the pot and take it out, even though the Muksa will fall by the wayside. Sif Hey, Taman V'kisa Bedavar She'eno Nital. If you perform Hatmana in something which is Muksa, in Miksa Sakadera Magula, Notilamasir. If part of the pot is revealed, you are able to touch to get it out, so then you can take it out and put it back in. Vim Lav Eno Notal. But if it is completely covered, then you cannot try and take out the pot because you'll be Matatal the Muksa, which is Aser. Sivav, Yom Tov Shechalios Be'erv Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, some say that it's usher to do Hatmana on that day, because when you put the rocks on, it is like to do Hatmana with rocks, because piling the rocks up is like binyan, which is usher on Yom Tov as well. And some say it is mutter because it is, Mishnah Berurah explains, it is eino shel kayama, so it will be mutter. It is also going to be mutter because of Kavod Shabbos. Siv Zayin, Tana Shemanichim Bo Hachamen, V'Sosmen Piv Bedaf, V'Shorken, Pirish Machlikin, Oso Betit. A tanner which you put Chamen in it, and then you close up the entrance to the tanner with Tit. Mutter Listor Osa Stima Kedei Lahotzi Chamen. You're allowed to destroy the Tit on Shabbos in order to remove the hot food, velachs or lesosma, and then seal it back up. V'miyesh bo gechalam lo chashos, if there are coals which are still hot, mutar alidei in Yehudi, then you can have a non-Jew do it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason it is not an isser of soser is because that stima which you did was not shel kayama, so therefore there is no isser. And the reason, if there are gechalam, that you have to have a non-Jew do it is because it's a psik resha that you are going to be mechaba gechalam, you are going to put out those coals, which is usher for a Jew. But by a non-Jew, we are mekel when it comes to a psik resha, as we will see multiple times throughout Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also brings a heter from the Trumas Hadesh of a psik resha on a Durabbanan. However, we generally do not rely on this unless it is a b'dieved situation.